अहम् मित्रावरुणो भाभिवर्म्यहमिन्द्राग्नि अहमश्विनो वा अहम् सोमामाहनसम् विवर्म्यहम् त्वष्टारमुदभूषणम् भगम् अहम् दादामि द्रवीणम् हविष्माते सुप्राव्ये अहम् राश्री सङ्गमानी वसूनाम् श्रीकितुषी प्रथमा यज्ञियानाम् तामा देवा व्याजतु पुरुत्र भूरिस्तात्रा भूर्या वेशयन्ति मया सो अन्नामत्तियो विपश्यति य प्राणीति यै शृणोत्युक्तम् अमन्त ओमान्त उपक्षियन्ति श्रुति श्रुतश्रद्धिवन्ते वदामि अहमेव स्वयमिदम् वादामि जुष्टम् देवेभिरुतमानुषेभिः यम् कामयेतम् तामुग्रम् कृणोमि तम् ब्रह्माणम् तम् ऋषिम् तम् सुमेधाम् अहम् रुद्राय धनुराता ब्रह्मद्विशेषरा वेहन्दवाहु अहम् जनाय समदम् कृणोम्यहम् द्रावा पृथिवी आविवेश अहम् सुवे पितरामस्य मूर्धन्म मयोनिरप्स्वा अन्तः समुद्रे ततो वितिष्ठे भुवनानुविश्वोतामूम्याम् वश्मनोपस्पृशामि अहमेव वाता इव प्रवाम्यारभामाना भुवानानि विश्वा परो दिवा पर एना पृथिव्यै तावति महिना सम्बाभूव ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
Om Shri Sai Ram. We are celebrating the Ladies' Day today. Even though Swami's physical presence is not here today, He is in each and every one of our hearts. And Bhagwan has always encouraged participation of women in all areas of work and organizing. This morning, I take a pleasure to announce the speakers, followed by a dance from Thailand, small girls from school, Satsai School, Thailand, and they are followed by singers, bhajan singers, who will perform in Spanish and English mix, offering their devotion to Bhagwan. And thereafter, we have, on behalf of Sri Satya Sai Ishwar Movement's Welfare Trust, a charity distribution to the needy women. The first speaker for this morning is Mrs. Marianne Meyer. Mrs. Meyer is from Copenhagen, Denmark. A devotee of long standing, she is a member of Prashanti Council and director of the European Satya Sai Institute, as well as a member of the Education Committee. She has been very active in the Satya Sai organization since 1981, where she has served as a central leader, national education coordinator, deputy central coordinator, and zone chair. Mrs. Meyer graduated from Copenhagen Business Academy and continued her university studies in philosophy, psychology at the bachelor's level. And she's a professional in management area. And she's currently involved in bringing Satya Sai human values to the wider society. Followed by her is Mrs. Kayako Hira from Tokyo, Japan. She holds a bachelor's degree in sociology from International Christian University, Tokyo, and a diploma in Sri Satya Sai Education Human Values from the Institute of Satya Sai Education, Thailand, bestowed by the divine hands of Bhagwan. Mrs. Hira has worked as a writer, producer, and actress, both in Japan and in Prashanthi Nilayam. Her many service activities include National Youth Wing Coordinator, National Education Wing Coordinator, and Director of Institute of Satya Sai Education, Japan. She has translated Bhagwan's discourses into Japanese, authored, translated, and published a wide range of books, manuals, and lessons plans for Sri Satya Sai Education in Human Values, as well as conducted seminars on Sai Educare in Japan. I request the speakers to take the podium in the order I announced. Jai Sai Ram.
Humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Baba. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, loving Sai Ram to all of you. I'm very grateful to be here to celebrate Ladies' Day. All over the world, the 19th of November, this day is celebrated to remind us about the importance of women's role in society today. Service projects are being organized, cultural programs, and women are giving inspiring talks about their thoughts on living a spiritual life in society today. We have a role to play. One of the problems with society today is that being under the influence of the materialistic world, we have forgotten our true role, at least in the West. Swami says, women are the examples and leaders showing the spiritual path in society. He is pointing out, when fulfilling our duty, we women can be a stabilizing factor in society. But we have forgotten who we really are. And to regain and to rediscover this truth, we have to discover the true virtues within us. This we do by practicing his teaching. But not only this. Our responsibility is also to interact with the society. We have to share his teaching with others, because by interacting with our surroundings, we may inspire them to change and transform themselves. Swami has been a master teacher when he has guided us in so many ways. I think his biggest miracle was that he was able to act so human, even being divine. That he could relate to every one of us in such a personal way that we could understand and accept his message and his guidance. He was an example of love and sweetness, and he gave us the opportunity to experience his love by interacting with us and interacting with the people around us. He made us experience what is the most important here in life, his life, his love, universal love. This is giving without expecting anything in return. This is an example for us women. I remember once he asked me, "What do you want?" And I looked at him and said, "Swami, your love." He smiled very lovingly and said, "Yes, universal love." Personally, I think this is the most fascinating element when inspiring us to lead an exemplary life, his sweetness. This is an example for us women. He made me feel that he was my father, he was my friend, he was my mentor. And I remember in the early days when I was traveling with my husband in Europe to give seminars, introducing Satyasai education into the countries, we would come here with our projects. And he will go through every little detail and he will give his advice and he will give his direction. I asked him once, "Swami, should we really travel so much?" And he looked at me and he said, "Yes, you must. Don't waste time." So we continued. Later I discovered that these small daily remarks, they have several layers. This could also relate to don't waste time on small pettiness. Examine how you involve yourself in the activities. Where do your feelings go? Where do your thoughts go? These subtle levels are so important. How do we respond? This is our responsibility. How do we respond? How do we respond to life? How do we respond to the people around us? And how do we respond to the work ahead of us? But not only this. How do we respond to his call from within? He has healed my family and myself many times. I remember once in 1983, my son, he got very ill the day we had to leave and darshan was cancelled. So my husband took my son to the hospital and while I was packing, and then Sivadal came to the room and said, "Swami wants to see you." And immediately I went to the interview room and my husband and son was called from the hospital. And when we came in, Swami, he looked at us and said, "Where were you?" And my husband explained. And Swami looked at my son. He took his hand. He just touched it. And later on, my son, he told, he felt a cool breeze going through him. At that moment, the illness had gone. Swami smiled at us and said, "Why do you go to the hospital when I am here?" What does that mean? I think that this message becomes even more important now when Swami is no longer here in his physical form. How I understood him was, I'm always present in your life. I'm always there to protect and to heal you if you seek me. So, now he is not here, but as we heard from the introduction, he is still here. He is here. He is in our heart. He is in the heart of everyone. I'm not saying that we should not go to the hospital. We should give the body what the body needs. But Swami's healing is spiritual, and this may affect the body. Swami is caring for us in every way. I remember another incident with my son. I'm a mother. I have two. So when my son in 1982 was here, there was only the South Indian canteen. And the food was very hot for him, and he couldn't eat that food. So he was complaining, and I said to him, "But what do you want?" This was just a rhetoric question, and immediately the boy said, "French fries." "Oh, you cannot get French fries here," I said. Will you believe it? The next day, in the South Indian canteen, they served French fries, and every day, the last week we were there. So, that day, I think my son, he got a very important message from Swami. Because Swami, he showed my son, "I'm listening to you, I'm hearing your desperation, and I am caring." This is an example for us women, and also for the men. Later today, we will witness a beautiful contribution to a service project by Esvarama Trust. And these women, they are listening and they are caring. I have learned to understand that practical spirituality is a process. Sometimes it is a challenging process, but with Swami's grace and his guidance, we will succeed in overcoming our shortcomings. We need to have faith. Swami is telling us we should have faith in ourselves, and he says we should have faith in the work that we have set upon. And then he adds, have faith in it in spite of all signs of failures. This puzzled me for such a long time. How can we have faith in something that seems to fail? It was only when I remembered once a Greek lady asked Swami, "Swami, why is it that your teaching is so simple to understand but so difficult to practice?" Swami answered, "It's like a little child learning how to walk. This child will stumble, it will fall, but it will get up again and try again and stumble and fall, and one day it is going to walk." I think this is very encouraging, because have we ever seen a child sitting down saying, "No, this is too difficult, I'm not going to learn how to walk"? No, not at all. Because this child has an inner drive, an inner motivation, and it's trying and trying, and one day it is going to walk. And we should activate and rediscover this inner drive, this motivation to learn and to grow. We have to rediscover the strong motivation to meet life and the difficulties in life as a little child learning how to walk. Swami says that modesty is the very life force of a woman. So we should not give ourselves too much importance and not take things personally and not stay on the mistakes, but learn from the mistakes. I have learned that you cannot change another person. Swami is telling us that a transformation process starts within the individual with a strong motivation to change something within himself or herself. I used to bring this point up when I was traveling around with my husband, and I would like to tease my husband. And then I always said, and I know it's impossible to change another person. I have tried to change my husband for 30 years, and he is impossible to change. And people will laugh, of course. And then my husband, sitting on the first row, he would look at me very, very lovingly, and then he would say, and then you have to tell them, when did I start to change? And I said, I had to admit, he started to change when I stopped trying to change him. I left him to Swami, and I discovered that Swami was doing a much better job than me. So let us respond to his call from within. Let us inspire the world to live according to his teaching. Let us be his instruments of love. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram from all devotees of Japan. First of all, please let us pray for people who are suffering from hunger, poverty, war, conflicts, diseases, and domestic violence all over the world. On March 11, 2011, a tragedy of a Great East Japan earthquake and tsunami hit Japan. 15,000 people died and 3,000 missing. 4 lakh people became homeless. Suddenly, small children became orphans, young brides became widows, homes were destroyed, and nuclear power radiation gave fear of disease and death for millions. We Japanese never forget that aid groups from all over the world came to Japan for rescue. Many countries sent relief to earthquake victims, and innumerable people all over the world offered prayer for Japan. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh offered prayer in Parliament. 254 countries and the international organizations sent official letters of sympathy to our Emperor, Prime Minister, and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Japan. Please let me introduce one episode. One Japanese youth was working in a poor village in Africa. When the villagers heard about the calamity in Japan, they wanted to do something to help Japan. The village mayor told him that we cannot send money to Japan. In this village, we can harvest only beans. So, please send our beans to the earthquake victims in Japan. In Africa, 15 countries sent monetary donations to Japan. but two of them are called the poorest countries, as their per capita gross national income is under $2. Seva is an action from bottom of the heart, from the love. Quantity is important. Quality is important. Quantity is not important. Many Japanese shed tears heard this story. Today, Japan is on the way of recovery. Many people lost their homes and jobs, but the government provided housings and people survived on public assistance. Now is a phase to focus on their employment stability and mental care. Please allow me to share Bhagavan's grace upon Japanese victims on the earthquake. On 15th March, 3 days later of earthquake, Brother Hira telephoned to Sri Chakrabarti from Tokyo to report the great national devastation to Bhagavan. Hira asked for Bhagavan's permission and protection of life from radiation for the Sai Seva devotees to pass through nuclear contamination areas. After a few hours, Sri Chakrabarti informed Bhagavan has most graciously given permission to start immediate Sai Seva to victims. Bhagavan said, "I shall protect from radiation. Go." Convoys of such a Sai Seva trucks carrying hundreds of tons of relief supplies, 6,000 liters of water, hundreds of thousands of meals, medicines, clothing were arranged in overnight operation. As all the roads were broken down, government had ordered the civilian transport curfew. But with Bhagavan's grace, Japan police gave Sai Seva trucks priority pass as emergency trucks. Sai Seva volunteers could not reach the site as Japanese military was trying to make temporary roads and bridges. Sai trucks were stranded. We pray to Bhagavan intensely. With Bhagavan's blessings, we got the messages from the police. Although all the roads are blocked and broken, a special empty cargo ship named Miura was especially dispatched overnight by Japan Coast Guard with a helicopter to transport all Sai Seva relief goods immediately to most affected areas. The captain of the Navy ship thanked Bhagavan. Next morning, we got the news. Sai Seva was the first and best lifeline to be dropped by helicopter in coastal cities devastated by tsunami. Then Sai Seva devotees moved to seaside city, Natori, where damage and loss of life was greatest. A Japanese Sai doctor named Hosokawa arranged through a nurse for food and water to reach the victims. The nurse said she had not slept few nights, looking exhausted. Her house had been drowned in the tsunami. Her old mother died in the tsunami. Still, she continued her duty to serve patients. Hosokawa offered a room and transport, but she refused. Then Hosokawa gave her a photo of Bhagavan, saying, "He's God. He can do anything for you. Pray to him, because you are sad, lonely, and exhausted." After 1 week, the nurse gave a letter to Dr. Hosokawa and said she prayed to Baba. Her only wish was to get the dead body of her mother from the tsunami-washed ocean, so she could do her duty of cremation as a daughter. Baba blessed her. She went to seashore early morning, and among thousands of drowned bodies, only her mother's bodies were found. And she said, Sai Baba is true God. Dear sisters and brothers, although Bhagavan himself was preparing to leave his very own body in the next few days, yet he answered the prayers of unknown mothers, daughters, seeking his grace. Sai ladies of Japan, though very small in number, continued to ardently love and serve Bhagavan. The Sai ladies of Japan have endeavored to learn and practice Sai teachings, which are so different from daily Japanese lifestyle. For example, Sai ladies learned how to make rangoli, or how to make a prasadam, or the learning how to chant Veda. They can chant Veda better than I do. And Sai ladies Japan have translated Isharam books and divine teachings on foods. Over 300 original Japanese language melodious Sai bhajans have been made. Bhagavan loved Japanese bhajans and encouraged us to sing in Japanese language. Women know what women need. So we've started to make ladies' kit comprised of underwear, sanitary goods, cosmetics, etc. for Narayana Seva. Japanese ladies are called Yamato Nadeshiko. Yamato means Japan. Nadeshiko is a name of flower. We, ladies, are flower of the world. Flower can make people happy, decorate house beautiful, scent sweetly. Wherever you are planted, you can blossom beautifully and bring happiness to the world. Our dearest Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, please guide us and inspire us always. May all beings in all worlds be happy. Jai Sai Ram.
ด้วยในชาติ อย่ามีใครคิดร้ายมุ่งทำลายชาติไทยขอให้ทุกคนสนใจห่วงใยประเทศชาติให้ไทยเราดีมีความสามารถช่วยตัวช่วยชาติทำให้ไทยเป็นอธิษฐานเอ่ยสองมือจับพา prathama vandana gauri nandana prathama vandana gauri nandana shiva
Bye. Thank you. sai sundara
Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Sangra Shaka Bhakta Jana Sangra
Shanti, Shanti.